here's a story from The World.
Germany has been pretty successful containing the coronavirus and also getting students back into classrooms. But in southern Germany, two counties are going into lockdown because cases there are spiking again. With support from the Pulitzer Center, Ryan Delaney has our story from Berlin.
In the hallways of this primary school in the city of Weimar, there's duct tape on the floor to help keep students and teachers at a safe distance from each other. But the tape is starting to wear out. People are not paying much attention to the strict rules put in place at the start of the school year. Inside a classroom, students leave face masks laying on their desks as they swarm their teacher to hand in their assignments. Before going out for recess on a drizzly, gray October day, the kids put on boots, raincoats, hats, and finally their masks. Wearing masks in the hallway is about the only visible measure that is still in force. No coronavirus cases have been recorded in this school, and generally speaking, schools in most of Germany are back to normal, at least for the moment. Teacher Christina Baumbach says the state of Thuringia is using a color-coded system for responding to the coronavirus in school. Green means normal, yellow, distancing restrictions, and red, quarantines or closures.
Our school is green, but other schools in Weimar are on yellow or red so far. And yeah, we hope we can stay green all the time.
But there is a growing sense of uneasiness. The coronavirus is again spreading through Germany as people and students head indoors for the winter.
We have no idea what will happen then, yeah.
Germany's public health system handled the pandemic well early on. People largely adhered to emergency regulations. Students returned to schools quickly. Medical experts do not blame schools for the recent rise in infections. They point to summer holiday travel, social gatherings, and dining out. Germany is still doing better than its European neighbors, but officials here are clearly concerned right now. Helmut Holter is the education minister in the state of Thuringia, where the school in Weimar is located. He says keeping schools open is a priority.
Deswegen bin ich plädiere ich dafür, Ruhe zu bewahren, unsere Hygienekonzepte umzusetzen und wenn notwendig lokal oder regional.
Children have to stay in school, he says. We need to remain calm and follow the guidance. It's not helpful to spread panic. But Frank Fritze, who's with a teachers' union in the state of Thuringia, says the first few months of school have been more chaotic than the government is letting on.
Ja, weil die Vorgaben vom Ministerium, die kamen kurz bevor die Schule angefangen hat, also nicht.
Fritze says health regulations were written without input from teachers, and it's been implemented with little notice. So far, Germany's robust testing and contact tracing capabilities have prevented big disruptions in schools. There's also hope that one long-standing German practice will help them get through the winter. Keeping windows open for ventilation is now official policy. Stephanie Hubig is president of Germany's Conference of Education Ministers.
Lüften bleibt das A und O. Das Umweltbundesamt hat gestern Papiere zum Lüften, Empfehlungen zum Lüften in Schule.
Hubig declared last week that the ventilation strategy remains the be-all and end-all. But as the cold weather begins, teachers are worried about the balance between air circulation in their classrooms and students losing feeling in their fingers and toes. The Environment Ministry recommends that windows be open 3 times an hour. Kristen Reckes, a student at a secondary school in Osnabrück, says it's particularly chilly in some of the mobile classrooms that they have.
They are very cold and sometimes the heating does not work, especially in our English class. So we are freezing like hell, basically.
Health agencies are telling students to bring blankets and extra layers to school with them. Secondary school teacher Matthias Schreib says he needs a phone timer to remind him when to open and close the windows.
Obviously, people who are freezing won't learn very well. And right now, we are doing this every 20 minutes, opening the windows for 5 minutes, then closing the windows again. So within 1 hour, I'm always opening and closing the windows, watching on the time, how much time else do I have?
Experts say they're optimistic about this school year. Immunologist Michael Meyer-Hermann says he was skeptical about letting students return to school en masse, but at this point, he says he'll gladly admit he was wrong and that things are going well. But, he says, if community spread continues to rise, students won't remain untouched without significant changes in their behavior.
They have just many, many more contacts and real contacts. They are just hugging all the time and do whatever they, right? And so many more contacts than in any other part of the society. So even if they are less infectious, there is still a big danger because of the number of contacts.
Meyer Herman says that as long as schools are not the source of new outbreaks, he would rather keep them open. The education officials at the national level say they want to keep it that way too, for as long as possible. For The World, I'm Ryan Delaney in Berlin.